Lord, make us servants of your peace. Where there is hate, may we sow love. Where there is hurt, may we forgive. Where there is strife, may we make one. Good morning, and welcome to our service here at Newport-on-Tate Church of Scotland. I would like to invite those who are in front of me in the church to come through to the hall and join us for tea and coffee after the service. And for those who are on Zoom or listening to this service as a recording afterwards, I'm sure you probably already have a cup of tea or coffee, so totally not jealous at all, but enjoy. Welcome, one and all. Last week, Amos highlighted one intimation, which was there is a Cameroonian evening on Saturday, the 29th of March, to celebrate his book launch and receiving the Coronation Medal. As you can imagine, Amos is very excited about his first book and is launching it in Belgium this weekend. So I am delighted to be leading the service this morning on behalf of the worship team. There are other intimations printed in the order of service, and I would encourage you, when you get home, to have a read of them all. I will just have a little extra that I've not got written down here. My head shape is slightly different to Amos's. My hair is longer than Amos's. I wear earrings that Amos doesn't normally wear. So the microphone is a little bit kind of testing my patience a little bit at the moment, but hopefully you can all still hear me and all will be well for the service. The theme for today's service is love. And I know what you're thinking. She's a bit behind the times. Valentine's Day was last week. And yes, you are correct, but you can never have enough love in the world. So the hymns in today's service contain words about love, and there are also some of my most loved hymns as well. May we not look for love's return, but seek to love unselfishly. For in our giving we receive, and in forgiving are forgiven. We start our service this morning by singing a hymn that is going to set the scene for the service and tells us about the love that we have in our hearts. In newer reprints of CH4, the final verse has been changed, so to keep things simple for anyone using the hymn books today, we will only sing the first four verses. It's number 622, "We Sing a Love That Sets All People Free."
Thank you.
Let us pray. We lift our eyes to you, wonderful God, above the interests and distractions of daily life, above the difficulties of the world, above our fears and concerns. We lift our eyes to you, the source of all life. You are the love that brings worlds into being. You are the energy of inspiration. You are the peace of all eternity, and we put our trust in you. In this time of worship, let us look on you in wonder, love, and praise. Your love flows like a stream into the ocean of your grace. Your love encircles this world. It displays your faithfulness. Your love is patient and kind. It brings wholeness and true peace. Your love is all we desire to heal our brokenness. As all things pass and fade away, love remains eternally. For love offers refreshment to all who drink of it, light to all who walk in it, strength to all who hope in it, healing to all who have need of it, wholeness to all who live in it. You have loved us from the moment we were conceived, and your love has brought us to this place today. Bless us in our meeting together, our worship, in the understanding of your word, and in our going out into the world. Through our words and lives, might others be drawn into the arms of your love, and the whole world begin to sing your praises. Therefore, with our hearts lifted high, we offer you thanks and praise at all times, showing love to everyone, like we learnt from Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing our next hymn. For those with hymn books, it is number 692. Jesus puts this song into our hearts. I know what the adults are thinking. God, she's young. She doesn't need a chair to sit on for the children's address. It's all part of the plan. Can all the young ones come down to the front? Mm-hmm. And I'll bring my notes just in case. My head's a bit too big. Too small for the microphone and too big for the crown. Now, who do you think I might be? Who do I look like? If you imagine this chair was maybe a bit bigger, a bit grander, who might I be? Who do I look like? Yes. The king. Yes. So a king or a queen. So a ruler. Now, what does a ruler do? And I don't mean a stationary ruler. Just before anyone comes up with any quick witty remarks. What does a king or a queen ruler, a ruler of a country, what do they do? Have you got any ideas? I'll give you a clue. The clue is in the name. What do you think a ruler does? Jacob. Rules over people, yes. And sometimes they set their own rules. Now, here's a question for you. If you could choose to have any rule, what rule would you choose? So have a little think. I'm going to ask you what rule you would choose. Because for me, I might choose to always have a cup of tea in my hand. And for one to always be brought to me, especially as a worship leader, there should always just be a cup of tea just right there. Okay. So what rule would you like to come and sit in my chair and pretend you're the ruler? You can. No, that's okay. I'm quite enjoying the seat, so I'll keep sitting. What would your rule be? That everyone is good. Everyone is good. I like that rule. That sounds a lot more sensible than my always have a cup of tea. What would your rule be? Can you think of a rule? What rule would you have? To share, also a really good rule. Jacob, what would your rule be? Every day to get a new pack of Lego. That sounds good. For someone who loves Lego, I get you. I totally get you. So these are all really good rules. I think I like the sharing and the being good ones just a little bit more as a ruler of a country. But for you individually, I know that Lego every day sounds really good. In the Bible reading that we are going to read today, a bit later on after you guys go out, we're going to hear something about Jesus, the king. And he said there was something really important to do. And many people call this the golden rule. Jesus taught us that loving one another was really important, but not just loving the people that we get on with our friends, but especially loving the people that we don't like, that loving our enemies. And that can be quite hard and quite challenging, to love people that maybe we don't get on with or that people don't get on well with us. If you want someone to love you, you should love them. And that's the sort of the message that we want to take out into the world, that we want others to treat us the way we treat them as well, okay? So if there was someone new at your school, how would you treat them? Jacob? Equally to how you treat them, yes. So you might welcome them in, you might invite them to join you for lunch at your table, or play with them in the playground, because if you went to a different school, you would quite like people to look out for you, wouldn't you? Yeah. If we want others to be kind to us, we are kind to them. If we want others to love us, we love them. And that's what the adults are going to be learning about today. And I would like you just to maybe try and take that message maybe into school tomorrow, that maybe there's someone that you don't normally speak to or play with. Maybe you could just go and say, hi, how are you today? Would you like to come and join us for a game of, I don't even know what games they play in playgrounds these days. Tig, hide and seek. What games do you play in the playground? Boys play football. I should have guessed that. What do you girls play in the playground at school at break time? You just chat. Well, so maybe what you could do is you could maybe find someone that you don't normally speak to. You could just have a wee chat with them and include them in your chat. Or maybe you could invite someone to play your football game and just share that love so that everyone feels welcomed. Okay, so let's just say a short wee prayer. Dear God, we want to treat others with love as Jesus taught us to do. So help us to share that love, to love others as we want them to love us. And we do all this in your name that we take to everyone in this world. Amen. Now, for those of you who know me quite well, you'll know that this is the time of the service that I throw in an action song. For those of you who don't know me, this is the time in the service when I throw in an action song. And the fact I am half dressed as a queen or a king or a ruler makes no difference today. This is one that we've done at a, I'm going to say a recent holiday club. And I'm saying recent because what actually is recent in this day and age? And it's called Love the Lord Your God. So I'm going to get you guys to stand up. We're going to quickly go through the actions. Optional, but please join in if you feel up to. So we've got love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. So we point to the sole of our shoe and all your mind, and love all of mankind as you would love yourself. That's part one. Part two, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and then we go tick, 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 boom. That's like your heart just exploding with all that love. Okay, tick, 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 boom. And all your soul and mind and love all mankind. That's part two. And then we've got Christian lives to live, so we just walk. We've got Jesus Christ to give. We've got nothing to hide because in him we abide love. The Lord your God with all your heart. And it goes back to the beginning, we do it again. So we're going to sing it twice through. Have you got that? Not really. You'll have it by the second time through, I promise. Right, so thank you very much. Love the Lord your God. Give yourselves a round of applause. Well done.
Our first reading this morning is taken from the Psalms, Psalm 37. I'm reading verses 1 to 11 and then verses 39 and 40. And if you want to read that in the Pew Bible, it's page 563, Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong, for like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. And then verses 39 and 40. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them, because they take refuge in him. Amen. And our New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 6, reading from verse 27. And if you want to follow that in the Pew Bible, it's 1034. Luke 6, reading from verse 27. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who ill-treat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Amen. And may God add his blessings to these readings from his holy word. We'll join together in our next song. It's the hymn, O Deep, Deep Love of Jesus.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord, we pray, speak in this place, in the calming of our minds and the longing of our hearts, by the words of my lips and in the thoughts we form. Speak, O Lord, for your servants listen. Amen. Just before I get properly stuck into the sermon, I wanted to briefly mention the previous hymn. It is potentially not the most uplifting of tunes, and I promise I won't be offended if it is not your most favourite hymn. But for me, I love it. And it's the one that seems to just be my earworm in my head, that if I'm wanting to fill a silence with whistling or a little humming, that's the tune that I come out with. And sometimes I don't even know I'm doing it, so apologies that I'll be doing that for the next wee while. But one of the benefits of being on the worship team and taking the occasional service is that I can put in some of these hymns. So thank you for allowing me to have one of my favourite hymns. And thank you to the choir and for Lewis for putting up with all my bits of paper in this hymn book and that hymn book throughout the service this morning. Anyway, enough about hymns and music. Let's get on to the important stuff. There are a lot of great and important passages on love in the Bible. And one of them is found right at the beginning of today's gospel reading in Luke 6:27. But I say to you, love your enemies. Before we get to that part about loving our enemies, I want to first think of some of the other great passages of love in the Bible. And I thought I would share some that spring to mind. They're not ranked, they're not in the order of where we find them in the Bible. They're ordered theologically in a way that teaches us about the nature of love according to God. God is love, 1 John 4, verse 8. We love because God first loved us, 1 John 4, 19. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, Romans 5, verse 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. Love your neighbor as yourself, Leviticus 19, 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, John 3, 16. Love one another, just as I have loved you, Jesus said, and also should love one another, John 13, verse 34. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another, John 13, 35. Maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins, 1 Peter 4, verse 8. Faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love, 1 Corinthians 13, 13. When we put all these together, we get a great picture of what love looks like according to Scripture. First of all, God is love. God and love are synonymous. God loves us and will always love us because God is love. We are commanded to love the Lord our God, not to earn God's love, but to return God's love. We love because God first loved us. God's love has been poured into our hearts. That is why we can love God. And that is how we can love one another, just as we are commanded to do. At one of the holiday clubs, one of the teachings for the children was that the more we give, the more we get back. And our love for God and for each other is no different. We don't always do that very well, of course. We sin, but God's love remains. And in fact, God so loved the world, and God so loves us that he gave his only son, Jesus, who loved us, who died for us, and who taught us how to love. We are taught to love others as Jesus loved us. And in fact, we are taught that our love for one another is what will show the world that we are followers of Jesus. Our love for one another will cover all sorts of sins. Whatever else our shortcomings, if we love one another, we know that we are on the right track. Because the greatest of all of God's gifts and God's commands is love. God is love. God loves us. So love God. Love our neighbor. Love one another. And yes, even love our enemies. love our enemies. Today's gospel reading is asking a lot, isn't it? Maybe before we think about how we can love our enemies, we should take a moment to think about what love actually is. Love is the decision to do right even when wronged, to do good even when bad is done, to bless even when you are cursed, to forgive even when you are condemned, to care even when you are not cared for. In a wedding ceremony, both partners make a commitment to each other. They share a decision that they have made in front of witnesses, proclaiming that they have chosen each other and that they will love each other for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, not just that day or when they feel like it, but tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. So how do we get up in the morning and go to work when we feel tired? How do we tidy or clean the house when we feel like sitting down and spending the day reading? How do we diet when we feel like having a gigantic bowl of ice cream with chocolate sauce and nuts and a cherry on top? How do we love our enemies when we do not feel like loving them? We simply decide. We make a choice and then we follow through. Love our enemies. Do good to those who hate us. Bless those who curse us. Pray for those who mistreat us. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. Jesus is asking a lot of those who follow him. These teachings just seem so difficult and frankly so misused over the years that it's tempting to ignore them, or perhaps just boil them all down to the golden rule, which appears in the middle of all these teachings. It's tempting just to focus on that wonderful rule to treat others as we want to be treated. Can't we just stick to that one? Or maybe just stick with the greatest commandment, to love God and to love thy neighbor. Why do we have to love our enemy? And yet Jesus tells us in no uncertain terms to do just that. And we can't just cut and paste the things that Jesus said that we like or that we find easy to do. We also have to tackle the harder things as well. We have to wrestle with what it means to love our enemies and do good to those who hate us and bless those who curse us and pray for those who mistreat us. Jesus tells us a bit about what it means to love your enemy, of what we must decide to do if we are to love him or her, or in fact anyone, whether they are our enemy or our friend. He tells us to bless rather than to curse, to wish the best for others rather than the worst. He tells us to be merciful as God is merciful, to forgive and to give as God forgives, without any exception or hope of reward from that person, but simply for the sake of the other person, simply because that is God's will for us. And of course, we also heard in today's gospel reading, he tells us, do to others as you would have them do to you. That really is the greatest piece of advice about how to love others that there is. It is truly a golden rule. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This is the great rule of love. The great rule by which you can tell if you are loving someone, even if you do not feel very loving towards them. The marvelous thing about this rule of love, the test of whether or not you are acting with love, is that it is not a rule or guideline. It is also intimately linked to a great spiritual law that cannot be broken, for that law is descriptive rather than prescriptive. That other law is this: the judgment you give is the judgment you will receive, or what you sow is what you will reap. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be given to you. Love your enemies, and love will come back to you. It all starts, as does so much of our Christian faith, with the belief that God is in charge of this world, no matter what is happening in it. When you believe that, you can love your enemies. You can turn the other cheek. You can do all of this because of this deep inner conviction that God is in charge of his world, in spite of all appearances to the contrary. It is a simple but life-changing belief. When you think about it, Jesus lived by his own teaching in an incredible way. And he did that because he himself believed that his heavenly Father was in charge of his world, no matter what was happening in his life. And so he chose to love his enemies, even when they mocked him and spat upon him. He was determined to do good to those who hated him, even when they cried out for his crucifixion. He opted to bless them when they cursed him, and he prayed for them when they abused him. Even when hanging from the cross, he forgave those that put him there. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Luke 23:34. Filled with the faith and the conviction that God was in charge of his world, in spite of all evidence to the contrary, Jesus lived fearlessly, loved courageously, and forgave endlessly. And aren't we thankful for that? We are certainly thankful that Jesus did what he did and taught us to do later in the same reading when he went on to say, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Luke 6, verse 37. Because Jesus did exactly that for us all. Jesus didn't come to judge us or to condemn the world, but to save the world and to love us. And in that same way, Jesus sends us out into the world, not to condemn it or judge it, but to bless it and to love it. And to do all this, trusting in the one who is truly in charge, even when the evidence might suggest otherwise. God's dream for us starts with God's love for us. And God's dream for us becomes real because of God's Son, who loved us enough to die for us. And God's dream for us is shown to us through people like you and me. When you truly believe that, you can love even your enemies. You can pray for those who mistreat you. You can turn the other cheek, and you can forgive. And you can do all of this because of this deep inner conviction that God is in charge of this world, no matter how bad things look. The world will know that we are followers of Jesus by our love for one another. But the world will become convinced of this love when we love even our enemies, just as Jesus taught us to do. Let us love God and love ourselves and love one another. But let us also love those who do not love us back until all the world knows the love that we are blessed to have in Jesus. Let us pray. Loving God, we know that you created this world for us to live in, and we know we are not always perfect in our words and actions. But we know that you are in charge, and because of that, help us not to take matters into our own hands, but to trust in you. Guide us as we spread your love throughout the world, as we learn to love everyone, including our enemies, especially as we learn to love our enemies, so that the whole world can feel the greatness of your love, and not just feel your love today or tomorrow, but every day. In your name we pray. Amen. In my opinion, the next hymn has the most fitting words of any hymn that speaks of love. It reminds us that God is where love is, for love is of God. I wasn't too familiar with the tune, so I have chosen another one, and apologies to anyone who is following the music in the hymn book, but we sing number 115, "Love is the Touch of Intangible Joy."
Thank you.
we bring to God our prayer of dedication and intercession. Let us pray. Lord, we have brought our gifts as part of our worship. We have brought our offerings as a sign of our praises. We have brought our money as a symbol of our gratitude. Lord, accept our gifts and receive our commitment, of which our gifts are simply the sign. O Lord, whose mercy reaches to the heavens, whose faithfulness knows no end, let the greatness of your love be known to us, that we may worship you with wonder, joy, and thanksgiving. Help us to look up and know that you are the risen Saviour in our midst, to look around and rejoice in our fellowship with one another, and to look forward in hope to the coming of your kingdom. Increase in us the sense of community that binds us together to one another. Bless the work of our church, that it may give a sense of identity where now there is none. Provide a refuge to those who feel threatened or lonely. Create a place of belonging where people know they are welcomed, remembered by name, and valued as individuals. We pray for unity. You have called us to be one, to live in harmony, and yet we are divided, race from race, faith from faith, rich from poor, old from young, neighbor from neighbor. Lord, help us to break down the walls that separate us, tear down the fences of indifference and hatred, forgive us the sins that divide us, free us from pride and self-seeking behavior, overcome our prejudice and fears, give us courage to open ourselves to others, by the power of your Spirit, make us one. Lord God, you call us to embody the love of Christ in our actions and in our words, to live as a generous and forgiving people, to return good for evil and blessings for curses. You ask us not to judge others, but rather to care for them. You have told us what we give, we will receive, that what we sow, we shall reap. Confirm in our hearts the message of Christ Jesus that we have heard this day, and help us to live as he has taught us to live. Make us more like Jesus, our Savior, each day. We pray too for the good of our brothers and sisters and the whole human family, for all who are persecuted and despised by their neighbors, and for those who curse and insult and hurt them, for those who work to build up the bodies, minds, and souls of others, especially today remembering members of the scouting and guiding movement around the world, for those who are victims of war and hatred, and for those who practice those things that lead to war and hatred, for those who suffer through no fault of their own, and for those who do. And finally, Lord, we pray for ourselves and the people who are especially on our mind and in our hearts today. We lift them before you in a moment of silence. Loving God, thank you that you hear all our prayers. We praise you and worship you and ask you all these things in the name of Christ Jesus, our loving Lord and our brother and our friend. Amen. We bring our service to a close this morning singing another of my favorite hymns. This time, this one is much more well known and loved. This hymn reminds us that God is always there for us and with us. It's number 167, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. God sows the seeds of love, hope, peace, mercy, and justice. May they be found growing in our words and actions. May we be reminded that God's love is everywhere and for everyone. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest upon us and all whom we love this day and forevermore.